Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
Riding in my Vic with bad intentions, with a thing in the trunk while I'm blazing a blunt with a mind to do wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I should've stayed home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
Yeah, I had a couple stacks, ride real clean, a 22 inch flats, popping them beans, I had a 12 in the back, and always seemed like I had to watch my back running slow. Creeping through traffic with my strap on the floor. Yeah, I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt like a grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
After the club, you know what time it is. Gon' hop in the car, man, you rollin' with a star show there, let me take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt right even though it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. Sinner. Sinner.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Don't kill me with all that hate. Let the hood flow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
This God's plan.
And I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
Out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Oh, blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior said. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right, stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back, I got my dog with me, 300 of us, young Leonidas, take on the whole city, we don't retreat, we do not quit, we are not the same, to live and die for the truth, let's be plain, this is why I came, and if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too, but the power that I come in is too big for you, to stop, so stop it for me, before you go too far, my mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war,
to the sky,
you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready. Let's go get them. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, his Son, our Savior, God, his Holy Spirit, our Comforter. I pray all is well with you to the four corners of the earth, wherever you are listening. You know what I'm saying? I just pray the Holy Spirit upon you. He said, well, two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So we give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. For another day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, take just a few seconds right now and just give him praise and thanks that you are here, that you are breathing, that you see his beauty. And you know what? You even see everything that he's revealing in the times such as these. Amen. All right. Let's get it started. What's going on? Welcome to Breaking Chains, Men of Valor. This is a big podcast, man, when we stand up against the enemy. And before we go any further, let's clear our hearts and minds and touch and agree in the spirit and go before the throne of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come before you, bow down with our hearts opened up to you. And Father, we just ask that you come on in right now. And we thank you for the remission of our sins that was given to us before we hit this earth. We thank you for everything that you've given to us when we accepted your only begotten son, Yahshua, Lord God, Yahshua, your only begotten son, Jesus, as our Savior, Lord God. We were cleansed from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And you gave us his Holy Spirit so that we can be guided along the way, ordering our steps and leading us on the right path. And forgive us for not being so obedient to your word in all times. We all fall short of your glory, and we ask for your forgiveness right now. Father God, we just thank you for all the blessings bestowed upon us and our families, all the things that you're doing for us, things that you've done and things that you yet to do. Father God, we ask that you cover everyone, that all of your children, Lord God, that are following after your word, your only begotten son, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Because in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And Father God, we just ask that you cover them where there's war, where there's battle, where there's starvation and hunger. Father God, we ask that you let your Holy Spirit rain down. Father God, touch the hearts of those, Father God, that want to find you, Lord God, and lead them along the way. Father God, and just put your children and turn their lights on, Father God, and remove the fear, because you didn't give us fear. You gave us the strength in you, the courage in you, Father God, and the faith in you and the trust. So let it rain down on upon us right now, your Holy Spirit, that we'll be touched from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the businesses and everything that you blessed us to be upon, to touch, and to do your will and your ways and your work through. We thank you for this platform, Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, and all our digital medias that are carrying us. We thank you for all our P31 ladies, our Men of Valor, and our Young People's Program, Rotten Apple. Father God, we just pray blessings over our minds, body, and soul. Father God, touch us now, Father God, as we step forward to do some work in your will, Father God, and let it be done as we just break chains tonight. Touch us, lead us, and guide us. And we pray all this upon you and upon your children. We ask all this in Jesus' name, your son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And all God's children say amen, amen, and amen. You know what? It's time to break chains. Suit up. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to do it. We kings, man. Let's call it out,
fellas. All the soldiers, put your hands up.
This right here goes out to all the real men. Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone. Here we go. Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a I'm a prophet,
yeah.
I'm a prophet. Preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
But I promise I'ma get mine. We're too close to the end time. But you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do.
do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family. This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year. Yes, sir, it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body. I'm saved and I'm proud. I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, shout to control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nobody ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before them. Because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. And let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward with the word of God as your mindset. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gates of hell. You can't prevail where God say. I'm believing what the word say. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Raise my children up in the Lord. Love my wife like Christ loved the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king. I'm a king.
We marching, we stepping. We marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking over.
Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching, we stepping.
Let's go.
We marching, we stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You might not see your crown.
I'm a prophet.
But I see
it.
Speak the word.
Oh yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God has given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
In
I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
You need to grab what's yours,
I'm
baby.
A prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on the 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had a dude to use as a forerunner.
Oh,
your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. Right. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress.
Oh.
A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What?
Oh, that's
my grand
type. Yeah. Okay. See ya. There's a lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yeah. Who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and
raised on a scissor.
Never got drunk, got high. Prophesied King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
He's the real king and it don't matter.
A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player, all about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah, anointed one to save you, bro. Called him on a humble, but you'll see him rain later. These self-proclaimed kings bragging cause they on chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne. Like kids playing in their daddy's clothes when he's gone. Daddy's coming
Shooter, dog. Hey, Flame, man. Why don't you enlighten us who the king is, dog? Let's get it.
Oh, how excellent is his essence. We reverence his name. Ooh. While silly peasants, we present. He's trying to steal his fame. Ooh. We carry 45 AKs, king of the food. But you can't make a day. You can't take away from the king of the food. You wanna about to hate today when you face to face. We let you know. Ooh. We wanna be a king with bling and do major things. But he's a bling leader. You must be joking, you smoking, plus you buying that Buddha. Ooh, I define him when you can rely on the lion, the shooter. Supreme ruler, shining brighter than Jacob the jeweler. Jewelry, cause it's true indeed, he's saving the shooter. Cross the path to that truth, follow him, lose your life, and that's true. Gain new life, you got to let loose you. Of your own throne and follow, hey, Susa. Rolling big whips, don't make you no pain. Adding them splits, don't make you no king. Pretty big screens, don't make you no pain. Packing them keys, don't make you no king. You can run a trap, own a house that's more black and mild. You be a king when you can do things like roll back the clouds.
Who rules over the earth in its entirety will be back to reign. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is King of the Kings. Yeah. Respect it.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
My. All right. All honor, glory, and praise to the Heavenly Father, I tell you. To his only begotten Son, our Savior, to his Holy Spirit that is within us. Listen. Welcome to Breaking Chains, the Men of Valor podcast. I'm Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Shouts out to our overseer, our mentor, the Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, and all of God's servants out there doing his work, heads of the church. And, much love to you. Continue to be blessed in the will and the way of our Most High. Amen. Let me go ahead and do that disclaimer, man, because, I come on different every night. Everybody got that structure. I had structure in radio for like over 40 years, man. So some let me have my way. But listen, disclaimer, Breaking Chains. We are all about, getting the word out about standing up against darkness and evil in our personal lives and that roams in the earth. When our Heavenly Father, called upon the devil and asked him, come here, boy. What are you doing? What you doing? What you got going on? And he tell him, I'm just being facetious here. But he's like, listen, I'm roaming to and fro on the earth. He's looking for wimps and punks and cowards and people that don't, have no heart and trust and faith in the Most High. And he's looking for those that are weak and vulnerable so he can see, kill, and destroy. You know what I'm saying? So he could take over because, somebody like that don't have no name, don't have no power, don't have nothing until they can, take over and manipulate and deceive and steal and murder and rape and do all kind of things to you to take your soul away from you. You understand what I'm saying? Listen to me. That's what we stand up against. We break chains against that. Okay. That darkness, that's real. Because our battle and our war, it has nothing to do with flesh and blood. That's children of God know that. Children of the Most High know that. So this ain't got nothing to do with flesh and blood. This got everything to do with the battle that's taking place right now in the spiritual heavenly realms. And that's what you overlooking. So we have to bring you into the knowledge of what is actually going on because you missing the point. And the thing about it is that, these clowns right now are not even afraid to stand up and out there and let you see that they doing evil things, that they are worshiping darkness and having satanic worship going on in all kind of evil, warlock, witchcraft ways that we speak against in the name of Yahuwah. You understand what I'm saying? His only begotten Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, our Savior. You understand what I'm saying? And the Holy Spirit that dwells. So, we got to stand up against it and speak against it and bring people back into the knowledge of the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. You understand? You get me, right? Which is only the only way to get back to the Father is through the Son. That's how reconciliation came about. So, you know, that's what we're all about. We're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? We fall short of the glory every day. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for you, but he says that we all do. So whether or not you accept that is up to you. You know what I'm saying? Some people know you. Some people just want to look at you as that past person or how they want to see you. But you understand, God sees our heart. God sees us as the apple of his eye, beautifully and wonderfully made. So you know what I'm saying? That's how we have to look at ourselves and encourage ourselves and stand up against the darkness. We're not against the church because I am the church. Because his Holy Spirit dwells in me. You understand? Getting filled with the Holy Ghost, that means you indwell. Indwelling inside of you is his Holy Spirit forever. You feel me? So, you know, until you come into the knowledge and understanding of that, you know what I'm saying? Miss me with everything else. That's Breaking Chains. I am Pastor Roderick Williams. They call me Pastor Rod. What's up? Let's get in it, and let's make some chains, suit up, put on your full armor, and let's go get them, all right? So, listen. Last week, we had a conversation, and it was a conversation about communication, you know, being able to communicate, being able to talk things out, you know what I'm saying, and being able to, and in order to be able to communicate properly, we have to understand who we are and our identity, because communication doesn't start with man. Communication starts with the Heavenly Father, the creator of all creation. You understand? Because he said, let us make man in our image after our own likeness. So he created man in his image, and in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. So we have an identity. We have an identity. And by us identifying with our identity, we have someone to communicate with, our creator, our Father. Because that's how creation started. You know, they walking around in the Garden of Eden butt naked, you know what I'm saying? And ready to do the will of God and then follow the instructions and communicating and talking to him. So that was the first line of communication. That was the first line of communication with a man. That wasn't the first line of communication at all. So we have to understand what communicating is all about, the importance of communicating, the importance of communication. Listen. God said you have to worship him in spirit and in truth. So you don't see him, do you? But you see me, I see you. And he say, you see each other and you say that you love me, but you hate your brother. So a lot of communication is broken in the earth. And you question why is so much things going on in the earth. Why is this happening? Why do you think? When you were growing up, when you upset your parents, didn't they express some type of anger, of frustration, of being upset about something at you? I ain't talking about no other situation. I'm talking about just at you. So just think about all the children of the Most High. He created everybody in the earth. Everything is his. The creator of all creation. In the earth, on the earth, everything. Everything. So what I'm saying is look how many are opposers of his word that follow after someone that has no power, that don't even have a name. Lucifer was the title of the position that he had in heaven, the angel of music and beauty. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Now look at that buster. Ain't nothing beautiful about it. And if you listen to the music that he's putting out there now, it's corrupting the minds of a lot of people. It ain't just young people. And they're exposing it all on social media. But you overlooking it. You won't communicate openly about it. See, you won't come on here and communicate about it because you say I'm too radical. I'm stirring things up. Well, you know what? You doggone right I am. When you see wrong, you're supposed to say something about it. Listen, the words say that you're supposed to pull your brother or sister privately to the side and say, listen, we got some issues. We need to, you know what I'm saying? And if they don't receive it, you go and get somebody, you know what I'm saying, that's going to listen and be that, you know what I'm saying, that one that break that, you know, that cycle of getting this right. And then if they don't listen, you take it to the people. So listen, it's beyond all of that, because listen, I could go back to, you know, Marcus Garvey, you know what I'm saying? I can even go back to one of your presidents, John F. Kennedy and his family, you know what I'm saying? Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, all of these eras that have been going on, things that have been done, you know what I'm saying? So many people that have sacrificed their lives. And I'm just saying, people that were killed, Emmett Till, Michael Donald. You know what I'm saying? I saw Michael Donald's body. You know what I'm saying? Lived in Mobile, Alabama, where it happened. I you know what I'm saying? It had to be not right there on the scene, but you know what I'm saying? This city had to experience, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about my generation had to experience that of your hate, your bigotry, you know what I'm saying? Your killing, your murder, your treachery, you know what I'm saying? Your manipulation, your lying, your stealing. You understand what I'm saying? Just listen to me. See, these things need to be communicated back to you, because see, you've been ignoring everything, and you throw little breadcrumbs out there like everybody is just gonna be a puppet for you. And excuse this, but see, when you use the N word, I'm gonna say it like that. When you use the N word back then, you know what I'm saying, you were insulting us. Now, when you use the N word, our young people taking that don't mean nothing now. So you're being exposed for your ignorance. You're being exposed for your racism and your bigotry. And it's all the way up to the White House, and even the doors behind the White House, but don't nobody see, that people just don't ignore and don't say nothing about. You know what I'm saying? Corporations and billionaires running the world, taking over the world, killing people all over the world to get what they want, trying to just manipulate the mind, deceive the people, to try to put a big old wall around us to keep us encamped in enslavement. Yeah, really, man. Let me sip some water on you on that. And you probably you've contaminated our water too. You contaminate our food, our water, our air. You know what I'm saying? And listen. If you see you clocking and seeing where the dollars are being spent right now. What are they spending the most money on? Oh, well, we found out they're spending the most money on some golden flake barbecue potato chips. So we're going to take them off the market and maybe we can taint them up. I'm just saying, I don't know if they're doing it or not. They may be. They're tainting up everything else. You know, we're going to take all of the fruit off of the shelf that have seeds and put seedless fruit on the shelf. We're going to take all the seeds that grow food and vegetables and fruit off the shelves and don't put nothing else out there like that. We're not going to put plants out there that's going to heal the mind, the body. You understand what I'm saying? We're not going to do stuff like that. We're not going to encourage the people. We're not going to let programs go on loan that's going to empower the community to not to be a hood anymore, to become the neighborhood again, so that the neighbors can watch out for the neighbors like we're supposed to, like the word tells us to, but we don't want to do that. But you get mad at me because I bring it up. But you say that we are a country built on and we trust, you know, to trust in God. You know, trust God in God we trust. Then you use a damn lie. Did you hear what I said? I meant that. And see, when people speak out, they come after you. Listen, you've been messing with my phone, my cell phone. You know what I'm saying? You've been trying to just see what I got going on. Hey, you ain't got to do nothing but just ask. You ain't got to come and try to get at me like that. You ain't got to try to come and interfere with my life like that. You ain't got to turn and listen, people that know me and were involved, you ain't got to turn your back and tuck your tail and walk away like a coward. You got to get scared and run. Because see, listen. Peter told us, he said, you're a chosen race. a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I know about darkness. You understand what I'm saying? I fight against darkness every day. I can't speak for you. I can't speak for you. Those spirits try to come, them dark spirits try to get at me any kind of way that they can. And see, when I was growing up, you used to hear people say, listen, this is all about communication, man. It's about what you're hearing and what you're listening to. See, after you hear things after a long period of time and they constantly come and you start listening to it. And then you start absorbing it into your mindset. See, that's why he said, you know, do not be conformed to this world, but by the renewing of your mind. Why the mind? Why the mind? Because that's where your computer is. You heard me? Your mind tells your heart to pump and where to pump things to. Your mind says, well, we got an issue over here at that organ over there. We got a cut over there in that finger right there. You understand what I'm saying? You get it all, you AI, IT, text, whatever them say. And even that AI stuff, we just communicating, right? We communicating, right? You're not trying. You're doing it. You're putting people out of work and putting in computers and robots and everything to take over people's jobs so you can put people more and more in depression and frustration so they can act out, so you can constantly instill your new world order, and you constantly doing it more at an intense pace right now, simply because your 2030 agenda is right there. You know, things that you were supposed to accomplish have been slowed down by certain people and certain issues, and see you trying to push it forward, and see you just don't get it. Because, see, listen to me. The Apostle Paul told me in Galatians that, listen, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Ain't that something to take? Are you willing to take that sacrifice? Are you willing to communicate those words to God and mean them? It's you, oh Lord. My God, I've been crucified with your only begotten son, Yahshua. You understand? Jesus. Listen to me now. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So you need to be accepting that for your life. I need to be accepting. We all need to be accepting it for life. Let me tell you something. Listen to that now. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You ain't there yet. You deceiving the whole world of people. And just because you think you know, because you got money, you got high position, you think you got all the power. Let me tell you something. I serve a God who's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. Everywhere, all the time. Let me tell you something now. Knows all things. And guess what? Let me tell you something now. He got all the power in his hand. You ain't got no power. That's who my dad is. That's who I bow down to. See, you expecting everybody to bow down and tuck the tail and everything because, what, you got weapons, you got the power, you got money, you can buy this, you can go and buy a clown off the streets to go and take somebody's life. And guess what? He's an idiot because he sold his soul to that dark world, to that satanic worshiping world of the enemy. You understand? The opposer of the Most High, and he can't come back from that. And you're trying to suck the life out of everybody to bring them over into your world. And guess what? We're the opposer of you. And the funny part about it is that we're taught to love you anyway. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Telling you right now openly, I love you. I don't hate you. Listen. My Creator, my Heavenly Father, vengeance is his. Ain't no need in me trying to hunt you down because you evil and you a coward. Because you think you got what? What? And you ain't got nothing but hell on your hands for the rest of your life, earthly and eternally. And you wonder why you can't sleep. You wonder why you popping so many pills to rest, to try to get a nap in. You wondering. You wondering why you drinking so much, snorting so much, tooting so much, shooting so much in your arm. You wondering how many pills you taking a day. You just wondering every now and then, not all the time, because you know what I'm saying? We know about getting down them roads like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us know about them roads right down there, getting addicted to something. You know what I'm saying? May not be drugs, may not be alcohol, but you understand, I'm talking to the ones that are trying to find that way to get some rest and get some sleep, because you can't sleep because all of those old dark evil beings are lurking at you when you close your eyes. You see darkness, you see evil. And I told you once before, them ain't nothing but your roommates preparing you for where you finna go. You understand what I'm saying? They preparing you. And the crazy thing about it is that you're getting another opportunity when you open your eyes up in the morning and then wake up and move. You got another opportunity to repent and step away from that world and say, you know what? This ain't right. This ain't right. I shouldn't be doing it. This ain't right. This ain't right. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't created for this. You understand? This is not my purpose in life. You know, I'm a communicator. You know, we talking about communication now. You know, you need to be telling you that to your brother. You understand? You need to let him know. You understand? That if anyone is in God, if anyone is in his son Christ, if anyone is filled with his Holy Spirit, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. When you going to step in? When you going to get there? When you going to get there? See, that can be, listen, may they all rest in peace. All of the elders and the ancestors that came before me, listen. I was in my mother's womb, and listen, guess what? The Most High told the prophet Jeremiah to tell me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Let me tell you something. I was in my mother's womb when the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis. You understand what I'm saying? In April of 1968, because I was born in June of 68. You know that out there anyway, you evil one. You got my social security number. You got my address. You got everything about me. You think I don't know that you know that you know? Let me tell you something, man. Go on with that. Anyway, listen, I was in my mother's womb, so I felt my mother's pain. I felt my mother's anger. You know what I'm saying? I felt her frustration. I felt that period of depression. I felt that period of, oh, Lord, what's going to happen next? What are we going to do as a people? You know what I'm saying? I felt all of that. And guess what was being, what was feeling all that too? Me. Guess what was feeling that too? Amy. You know what I'm saying? Ones that was in their mother's womb during these times in 1968 when the pain struck in April. You know what I'm saying? A couple days out now. Think about it. Listen. See, the scripture lets you know that the blood of the ancestors will cry out from the earth. You wondering what's going on. Why all the volcanoes, why all the eruptions? Because the blood is crying out from the earth. Remember now, lava is like bright red, like an orange red color. Cut your arm open and look at your blood. Okay, all right. Let me tell you something. So hear me. Whatever you plan to do with me, whatever you got on your sniper list and scope, listen, we just got to keep it real, man, because we know who you are. We know about your people. We just communicate. Now, this is about communication, because, see, my ancestors tried to sit down with you to get all of this in order. And here we are in 2024, and we still going through the same thing that you busters been taking us through. You just put on suits and ties and tried to make it look presentable and businesslike, and you still doing the same thing. You're doing it behind the scenes because you control AI. You're doing it behind the scenes because you IT techs. Because you run all of the movie industry, music industry. You run everything that can be manipulated. You can make that look real. Hell, I've been watching movies since I've been born. So now that I understand your manipulation of things, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. You interfere with the veterans. People that you, listen, countries and places you went and started wars with. Listen, no disrespect to the veterans. Our disabled veterans, our servicemen that are serving today. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I salute you for you giving up your life for a country that don't give a damn about you. But God loves you. I don't care. I don't care what your rank was. I don't care what you, what they're trying to give you to keep to sit down and be comfortable every month. That's cool. You understand? You earned it. You earned it more than that. But right now, I got to go to my brothers of, and sisters of color who was there at the beginning. Who were put in the front? Who was put in the front to start to go in and fight battles that were already started by ones with those old clothes that were dressed up in that time? When they went in and forced their way in and killed people, they sent my ancestors of color in. You understand what I'm saying? So see, the truth needs to be told. See, the thing about it is that, see, you're not going to just teach and treat my grandchildren, my children, my children's children's children as if they just slaves. And we know that they are original man and woman, that they come from kings and queens. They are royalty. And that's why you've been constantly, since you say whatever you try to put in your laws and all this and kind of craziness and lies, that guess what? You know what I'm saying? You've been trying to wipe us off the earth. And he told us in the beginning, be fruitful and multiply. The most powerful people, the smartest people, the intelligent people on the earth are the people of God. You understand what I'm saying? The original man, the original woman. You chose to run from that. You chose to run in caves and hide and duck away from the power of the Most High. You chose that. It's something how you can come in and smile and grin and then manipulate and take over and kill the person and take over their possessions and say that they're yours and say that you invented it, say that you created it. You know? It amazes me. You know, I study, I read, I love to. My daddy say, son, let me tell you something. You know, may he rest in peace. You know, I miss him so much. You know, that's who I sat down and communicated with, talked to. But he said, son, let me tell you something. Put this in your head. Don't ever make me think that you think I'm thinking you thinking that I'm stupid. I had to learn that. That's serious talk. Because see, that's what's going on today. And the word already told us, listen, y'all said, listen, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And the thing about it today in 2024, it's because you reject the knowledge, because the knowledge is there. You on social media 24/7. And since you, listen, you reject his word, you reject his commandments, you rejecting him. So since you reject him, he say your children will suffer. Listen, you could take it for way you want to, but you better study the word. Don't get mad at the messenger. You understand what I'm saying? Take it up with the one that created the word. He say, since you gonna reject me, your children will suffer. Here in 2024, our children are dying every day. When you gonna wake up? When you gonna wake up? When you gonna open your eyes? When you gonna get it together? See, listen, I got to just, you know, I get personal with it, man, because it's personal. That's, you know what I'm saying? Listen, when my dad was living, I had my dad back. My mom's still living. I got my mom back. Some don't have parents. Some have one parent like me. Let me tell you something. We haven't always seen eye to eye, whatever the case may be. Love, stand up. Got 10 toes down. Don't you step. Listen. That's my mama. You feel me? You better stay over there. Period. But let me tell you something. That's my creator. That's my heavenly father. That's my breath of life. That's how I have a life. That's how I go on every day. That's how my steps are ordered. That is my way. That is my plan of life. That is everything, my everything, my all in all. You hear me? That's my door. You know what I'm saying? That's my door opener. That's my door closer. You feel me? I don't know how you look at him, but only through his only begotten son do I have access to all this. I have the power to knock and the door shall be open to me. Ask and it shall be given to me. You understand what I'm saying? But see, I'm very careful what I ask for. See, people ask for, oh, I need this new car. I need this new house. I need me some money. I need all that too. But let me tell you something. That ain't what I need. What I need him to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Cause see, he owns cattle on a, and listen, he on 1,000 cattle on a hill. So you, I told you once before, go count all the hills in the world and then put 1,000 cattle on all of them. If you take them to the meat slaughter, he can't even afford it. See, you don't have what my daddy got. You can't do what he do. You can't do what he has already done. So we communicate, right? This is about communication. So if we can get our identity right and get back on point and get back within his plan and within his commandment and his word and get together as one like we're supposed to be, you understand what I'm saying? It's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. It's one people. It's one tree. It's him. You know what I'm saying? We branches on the tree. Let me tell you something. He said we all got an assignment. We all got a purpose. The nose can't tell the mouth to taste nothing. I'm just using it. And the nose can't tell the ear to hear and the ear. The ear can't tell the nose, the hear the nose can't tell, you know, they can't smell. My ear can't smell nothing. My nose can't hear nothing. You heard me? My nose can't, well, I can't say my nose can't talk when I blow it. It seems like it's talking on its own. But let me tell you something. My ear can't taste. My eyes can't smell. You understand what I'm saying? You got to understand the purpose. Just because you got a purpose, you called to do that over there. Don't you be in somebody else's lane and discredit what they doing over there. You're supposed to come together as one and make sure that we grow. Be kingdom builders together. Spread the word. Teach the word. Preach the word. In season, out of season, you got to be prepared. You got to be ready in all seasons. Y'all ain't ready. Down in Mobile, Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Everybody getting ready for next weekend down in Mobile. Spring Fling, you know what I'm saying? I can say that live on the air like this because I know the guys that have been doing that for years. You understand what I'm saying? But everybody getting ready for it. But listen. You know, children of God going to be there. I'm a Christian. I'm a saint. Sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But I'm going to be out there. Listen. They say, but I'm going to be out there saying, happy feelings. Oh, sing it again, Frankie. I'm just saying. I love Mr. Frankie Beverly Mays, man. I grew up on it. Frankie Beverly Mays has always touched my heart. Always brought tears to my eyes because I feel the songs. You know what I'm saying? Growing up in music, you got to feel the music. You got to know what's right for you and what's wrong for you. That's that spirit. Spirit of the Most High. He said, test spirit by spirit. You know, when I was young and growing up, yeah, I was into NWA, you know, after Police, Straight Outta Compton. You know, I was into all of that. MC Hammer, you understand? I was in MCADE. You don't even know who that is. Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know, them one by boys, knew him personally. Luke, Two Live Crew, knew him personally. Ghetto Boys, knew him personally. Listen. All I'm saying is that, you know, communication has been broken. You know, it's just like if 911 shut down and nobody can call in an emergency. Why did I say that? Because think about it. You think God hear you, he don't even hear you. Because you done turned your back on him and rejected him. You get me? Your heart ain't there. It's just like coming out your mouth. You just bumping gums. See, your heart got to be there. You saying, Father God, but you ain't saying, Yahshua his son. Listen, let me say this. The reason why I say Yahuwah and Yahshua HaMashiach, the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, that's the Hebrew, you know. You know, Christ was born Hebrew. You know what I'm saying? Hebrew, that was his region. That's where, okay. Anyway, listen. When you go into your studies and you look up the different words that are used and everything, the pictures that are put here and there and all that, you know that they are lies, not the truth. You know what I'm saying? Do your studies. Learn who your true ancestors are. Learn your true blood lineage. You know what I'm saying? Take a journey and study you, your identity. I'm communicating with you now. It's about communication. Once you start identifying yourself, who you are and whose you are, then you'll have better communication within you and your creator, your heavenly father. And then once that starts, then you and the communication can open back up with you and your family. Because see, as long as you and your communication with the Most High is open, everything else around you will start, chains will start being broken. And those that will accept. Those that don't accept, it would maybe take longer. They just ain't going to accept at all. But one thing about it is, don't you ever give up. Don't you stop, because that's what's been always, that's what's constantly said to me every day. You understand what I'm saying? Through everything I'm going through, no matter what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because physical calls on mental. And people tend to forget that. We communicate, right? See, a person that's going through something in their physical, you know what I'm saying, person dealing with cancer or anything in their body that is very uncomfortable and they're dealing with, the first thing that's going to affect them is their mental. Their mental health starts to become a challenge then. It starts being exposed in a different way. You understand what I'm saying? The thing about it is that people tend to say, well, I don't know what to do for them. I ain't nothing I can do. All I can do is pray. And see, that's the thing. We walk away, but all we do is pray. But we're supposed to come together. We're separating, and we're using what we say is prayer, which is prayer changes things, of course, but the praying has to be from the heart, not just out your mouth. And see, some people out there ain't just P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, praying for you. There's some people, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, against you. You got to be very careful. Because see, if you don't stay covered up with your full armor, keep your full armor on, and you ain't truly covered it in his blood, you just playing, you playing with fire. I give him all the honor, glory, and praise every day for what he is doing, waking me up to see another day. Through it all. I can't sing, but that song right there, when I was growing up, I remember that song. You know, and listen, man, this is real. I learned to trust. You sometimes have to go, listen, he sometimes got to break you down and humble you so you can totally trust in him. And once you trust in him, then that's when everything starts to take place. That's when he can do his work. And we got to be able to teach that and let everybody know that. We got to let our young people know that everything's all right. You know what I'm saying? That God is real, man. The healing is real. The salvation is real. The grace is real. The mercy is real. His love is powerful. See, we all got to get back and training up a child in the way she goes, so when he's old, he will not depart from it. I grew up in the church. But then I went and did my thing. You understand what I'm saying? Lived my own life. Didn't give up on church. But I wasn't the perfect saint. No one is, but you know what I'm saying? You know, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So when you feel yourself going astray, you got to pause and be still and know that he is God, because he got all power in his hands. But in order for you to know that, my brothers and my sisters, and especially I'm talking to my brothers right now, listen, we got to get up and get out. And become, you know what I'm saying, kingdom builders, urban missionaries. It's time to go to work, man. It's time to go to work. 858-357-9137. Get involved in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? We breaking chains. YAT Radio. Pastor Rob hanging out. Let's go to work, y'all.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah. I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like to talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
I spent my life
struggling with doing this.
Until
the Lord said,
set me free. Instead of blessing to please these people, I'm oppressed to please them. Let's get it.
Hey, hey, what's happening, homie?
Hey,
what it do, man? Don't know about you, but I'm working, trying to keep pressing, man. In life, with rhymes, I fight with people pleasing. That's Christ. This time, I'm fighting to please Jesus. I'm done with it, dog. All the lying and masquerading, the fronting and the faking. I hate it, life feels so vacant. I used to let them make it, even if it got blatant. No matter how flagrant, I let it slide like stealing faces. But now I finally get it, so I ain't ever quitting. I can't be passive and active like players that's been injured. Far from it, I've been hurt, I've been even knocked off my feet. But I'm in Christ and I want life like it's supposed to be.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
Where I ain't know who I was, every day I wasted life. Working days of people pleasing, cause I wasn't chasing Christ. Corporate by day, he say, she say, I repeat it like a replay. I was chasing their approval like a runner in a relay. I was believing that if I got it, no doubt it'd be all good. But even if I got it, somehow it would fall through. I tried to keep standing, living by a weak standard. But even Jesus received me based on my weak merit. Lies from the pen, lies I won't forget. Lies that ruin lives and keep you blind to who you is. And saved by grace, through faith for Jesus' sake. So what you have count as losses, we press the seal.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind.
See, every Christian on the track, it's on the track, it's like a skull. Are we racing, never pacing, are we running towards the goal? Upward, upward,
calling,
falling,
knowledge,
nothing hollow like the lotto. Rewards from God the Father, where we should be. No matter what they say or even throwing up, keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in Him. Be witness, all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna see through the proof and know it's true to life. So look to Him, give up everything to make it to Him. We know Him fully, becoming holy as you pursuing. For all my saints who know they saved, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see Him face to face.
I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
I want to hear, homeboy. You don't got my... I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like Him. Come on.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Lord, oh please, have pity on my soul. Spread your grace around my family, Lord. Lead us all home. Lord, help me. The struggle with this life. Gently grab our hands, oh Lord, and lead us in the ground. Lord, help me in the struggle with this life. I say, Lord, help me in the struggle with this life. Hey.
Dear Father, I'm falling to my knees. Yeah. You told me you would help me with anything I need. I'm calling on you right now, but it's not for me.
Can you hear me,
I'm praying
Lord?
For my people.
struggle with this life.
I struggle with this life.
Tend to grab our hands on our hands.
Yeah.
Need a bit of time.
Dear Father, I'm falling to my knees for the second time today, Lord, but this time for me.
Yeah.
You told me you would help, Lord, with anything I need. There's some things I need you to help me see.
Don't do me, please.
'Cause sometimes it hurts, Lord, and sometimes I cry. I see people's lives change, but my dirt is steady dying.
Wow.
I go and preach the gospel, Lord, and people getting saved, but my dogs, they just end up in the grave.
Lord, help me.
I prayed 100 times, Lord, you would save Sean. Now I'm standing on my dirty and he gone. Please forgive me, Father, if my question to you wrong. But you told me I could come to you if someone's wrong.
Help me, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
To Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Wow. All right. All honor, glory, and praise to the Heavenly Father, His Son, our Savior, His Holy Spirit, our comfort, I'll tell you. Welcome to the second hour, man. Woo! I need to play that one again, huh? Lord, help me. I'm bringing myself to you right now. Huh? Yeah, you know, just, oh, my. Pray all is well with you out there, man. Welcome to the second hour of Breaking Chains, Men of Valor podcast. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Talking about communication, man. We're still on communications. And we got to get this right, you know. Let me throw that disclaimer out there as we some that just joined us. Listen, Breaking Chains is all about just standing up against that evil darkness of the wicked one, man, and all of his people, his imps, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? And we just want to make sure that we expose it in our personal lives, in us, in you, and in this world, and test the spirit by the spirit of the Most High, and just, you know, just go at it like that. Because one thing about it is that, you know, too much of this hell is busting loose in the streets, man, and you got God's house on every corner. So that means that somebody's part-time instead of full time. You feel me? We just weekend at the building. You know what I'm saying? We ain't making no noise and praying in the building and in the neighborhoods where it's at and sending that spirit of the Most High out of there, out of that house, into the neighborhood, into the community to bring it back together. You understand what I'm saying? We're not doing revivals anymore. What's the problem? I'm not talking to everybody. We're not bringing the word to the streets. What is it? What's lacking? What are we missing? You know what I'm saying? What's missing? We're not praying together. We're not trusting. We're not getting on one accord. Everybody, you know, he said when he left the earth, that the good shepherd left the earth, he said that his sheep was scattered. We still scattered. We don't know how to come together. You know what I'm saying? We all over the place. You know, if I ain't in your clique, we can't get down. If I ain't going to over to your house, God, I can't get down. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? And he say, go out into the streets, into, you know what I'm saying? We got to get out into the streets, into the communities, in the trap. We got to go everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to come to the building. Well, you got to get out the building. You, the church, you carry the word. You know what I'm saying? That building can't open his mouth. But I tell you what, though, he said that they going to come now. He going to make them rock shout out and praise him because you don't want to do it. And see, that's going to be damnation and woe unto you. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't finna stop me from praising it. I'm just being 100 with you. He done too much for me. He done brought me back off a deathbed on the operating table. Oh, I no, too many people know that. But anyway, listen, I'm here. I'm saved. I'm filled with his Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? I got a scar to prove it. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Jacob said, listen, he told that angel, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. You understand? And guess what? He had that limp, that pimp limp. You know, he remembered that he was in that battle. So listen, it's about what you're going to do. What is your purpose? It's been communicated to you. It's been communicated to you since you were brought into this world. And if the communication is not there, it's because you cut off the communication. And since you cut off the communication, that means you're rejecting him. Especially if the communication to you was all about him and his love, his grace, and his mercy. And what all he has done, or what all he is doing and going yet to do for us. Yet a man's eyes ain't seen, ears ain't heard, and there ain't even in your heart the dynamic, miraculous, marvelous things yet to be done in the earth and in your life if you are his child. If you don't believe that, yeah, listen. God created every human being on the earth, believer, non-believer, even the ones that say that he don't even exist. It's amazing that they think that they came out of a big old like a bubblegum bubble out of the sky or something. You can believe what you want with your cosmos and everything, man. And you know, I ain't disputing your science or whatever. You do what you do over there. You understand? But I know that he said, I came from the dust of the earth. He ain't say nothing about it. I came out of a bubble out of the sky. It ain't nowhere written about me. That's that evil stuff. You know, the prince of the air stuff. That's you. So I'm going to let you have that. You know, the dust of the earth and his breath of life in my body. You understand what I'm saying? So since you come from that bubble and that explosion in the sky out there, how you breathing? Okay. Because that explosion that took place in the sky and then whoosh, hit the earth, that was that angel that was called Lucifer that was cast down with a third of the angels to follow him, the other fools. So, you know. They came and then they damaged and caused hell on the earth, man. You know what I'm saying? Out of rebellion, out of opposing, you know what I'm saying? Listen, they did it. Listen, let me say it this way. The third followed an opposer, a rebellious, foolish fool that wanted to have all the power and wanted to be in power and all this. So they followed him and you know what I'm saying? How are the most intelligent beings ever created can turn into fools like that to follow a fool? You going to leave daddy's kingdom up there to follow a fool down here? For what? Because you think you finna have control? That the one that created you can't lock you down like you locked down right now? You do know that those angels are chained down and locked up right now. You understand? Going to be released. Listen, you go do your studies right now. The Euphrates River is drying up right now. Oh, okay. Listen, I'm just having communication with you. You need to start having communication with the kingdom of God where the Father sits, the Son sits. You understand what I'm saying? And if you're filled with His Holy Spirit, you have straight communication lines open to you all the time, 24/7. He'll never leave nor forsake you. He is there with you all the time. He there before you get there. He there when you're there. He there when you leave. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody that can tell you that I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb, you understand what I'm saying? I knew the plans I had for you, says the Lord. I know the plans I have for you. I created the plans. I created you. You understand? So all I'm saying to years, how is it that you be foolish enough to constantly, continuously turn your back on Him, ignore Him, pretend like He don't exist, and you breathing right now, you taking a breath right now, in, out. Yes, sinus can be messed up, pollen may be a minute, but you still breathe. And let me tell you something, man destroying everything else, but you have the breath of life of the Most High flowing in your body right now. You can deny it all you want. You can't get rid of it until He calls you home. Or listen, you can be foolish enough to say, I don't want it no more, and try to take your life. You still will breathe on if He ain't ready for you to die. I'm just saying, people need to start telling you the truth. You need to hear sound doctrine. You need to know the truth, because you need to understand your purpose. You understand what I'm saying? What is your purpose? Your purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness, come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Period. That is. What you waiting on? We fulfill our purpose of glorifying Him by living our lives in relationship, communication, and faithful service to Him. Because 1 Samuel told us, only fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things He has already done for you. Really? Come on, man. Seriously? Listen. John said in chapter 17, I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. Who was glorified in the earth? God was. Through who? Christ. Come on, man. Nobody glorifying you, man, flesh, period. Listen. Ecclesiastes 12 tells you, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. So, you know, come on. You breathing, you still got time to get it right. Get it right, brother. It's sin that separates us from God and make it impossible to glorify Him on our own. But it's through His only begotten Son that we can, you know, it's through His sacrifice that our relationship with the Most High is reconciled. The reconciliation comes through Him. The sins are forgiven, and it no longer creates that barrier between the Father and us, man. Come on. Because He tells us, I keep saying it, and it's in the scriptures. You want to go read it for you? Maybe you need to go read Romans chapter 3. Go read what the Apostle Paul said. He said, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ. What? Come on, man. It's a gift to you. The gift of life. So, you know, what you going to do? And it's something, because the one that sacrificed, listen what King David said. What in the 8th chapter of the book of Psalms, what is the man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Come on, man. Who is more powerful than that? Get your minds right. Come on. We got a lot of work to do. Because if you study to show thyself approved unto him and spend time with him, everything going to be all right. Because the more that we get to know our Creator, the more we love him more, the more we know him. He told us, you shall love the Lord your God with all your hearts, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. So, you know, we got to understand our purpose, the communicating and getting things right. Because, you know, King David says in the 139th book of Psalms, he says, you formed my inward parts. You knitted it together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven into the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them. The days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them. And you got to study. Because if you go to Proverbs 3, you'll see that he say, trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. He will direct your path, man. He will lead you, guide you. So whatever you're doing, eating or drinking, whatever you're doing, make sure that you're doing it, and you do it, whatever it is, you do it all to the glory of God. So if you can't glorify God in what you're doing, that means that you shouldn't be doing it. Take that golden nugget. That's how you measure it right there. Will God be pleased with what I'm about to do? Will he be pleased about what I'm about to say? Because he know your thoughts before you think it. He knows everything about you. Don't ever forget that. See, this needs to be communicated to the people every day to be reminded. Some just don't get it. Need to be reminded. See, I can listen, we could talk about the false prophets and the imps and from everybody all over the place and who's who and who's that and that. But guess what? Listen, and if I don't come to you and tell you to pick up that word and study to show thyself approved unto God, because a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. See, you're workman and you're studying, so that means that God is pleased. So that means that all you got to do is use your soul, which is the spirit and the power of God in that word right there. See, knives and guns, especially guns, ARs, nines, whatever you using, that's not going to fix the problem. That's putting you in hell when you're killing somebody. You're going straight to hell because that person dead, and you can't ask for forgiveness of a dead person because they know nothing, they hear nothing. They land in that casket until it's time for Christ to return to call them up out of the dead. You understand what I'm saying? They right there. And you say that they go back to they in heaven. You understand? Let me tell you something about that. Their soul is still right down there, but the spirit that lived in them, the Holy Spirit, went back to heaven with God. Your Holy Spirit goes back to God, but your soul ain't been called up yet. See, there is a difference. There's your soul and there's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, your spirit is the Holy Spirit of God that dwells within you. You understand? When you die, it's called back to him. Your soul ain't got up yet. You still sleeping. I'm just telling what's in the word. Because you can't be in heaven if he's saying the word that those that are dead will rise first. Well, if everybody in heaven, who is dead? Who gonna rise? Oh, leave you alone, man. Study, man. Start communicating. Start having conversations. You curious and you puzzled. You don't have no understanding. Study your word and ask questions. Communication. Let's get back to communicating. Open lines of communication, because in order for God to hear us, we got to hear each other. We got to listen to each other. I know you hear me, but are you listening? Are you listening? We have the capabilities to hear and to listen. You can always hear a person in tune out listening. And which is what's happening in the earth today. Politicians hear us, but they ain't listening. Big corporations hear us, but they ain't listening. Law enforcement leaders or whatever, they hear us, but they ain't listening. School systems hear us, but they ain't listening. See, you have to listen to the parents. You got to listen to the citizens. You have to listen to the people in order to help fix the problem. You can't just keep putting drugs on our streets and then killing the drug dealers because you putting the drugs and killing them and putting in prison the drug dealers and the gun runners. You understand what I'm saying? And you taking everything away from them to be able to produce and be productive for their families, for themselves. You divided up homes, black homes, back then with Section 8 and saying that, hey, the man can't live here if y'all ain't married. You know what I'm saying? If you're married, you can't have Section 8. You know what I'm saying? Even with Social Security and all that today, if you got this, you can't have that. If you got that, you can't have that. Medicaid, we owe service, this. But hell, you done paid tax money until all this, all your time working, and you can't go and get no health care. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. You tax for this. You tax for that. You tax doop doop. Man, there's so much money going out of your pocket. Been coming in your pocket. Hell, you can't never get a profit because you got to pay this bill. Hell, I got to go and pawn this just to keep my head afloat, keep the ministry afloat, to keep this afloat. I'm just saying, though, you know what I'm saying? Because you won't send no money in. So God say, man, these are material things. I'll replace all that 10 times more than what you got. Listen, you can go over there. You go stand on the corner and hold a sign. You see people on the corner holding signs and you just let your window up and tell them, get the away my car. You understand what I'm saying? And God said, that's an angel. You ain't even know you was entertaining one. And you entertain them disobediently and falsely and rudely and nasty. You old devil, you. So you know what I'm saying? These things gonna come back up to you. I'm just saying. What are you willing to do, man? You better open up the line of communication. I open it up all the time. You just ain't listening. You hear me, but you ain't listening. You don't even want to hear me no more because I keep telling the truth. See, let me tell you something. A convicted heart and a convicted mind is dangerous because God tells you, my word is alive and active today. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It's supposed to cut open. It's supposed to expose every intention and every intention. I say every intention three times of your heart and mind. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Them evil tongues and them evil words and that witchcraft and that the satanic worship you doing against us, it casts back down in the pits of hell where it belongs because it's covered in the blood. We covered in the blood. I'm just communicating the truth to you. I'm tired of reading all this nonsense, man, on social media where nobody can come together. Everybody's doing their own separate thing, thinking they better than somebody else. Man, hell, you ain't better than nobody. How you think you above the next man or you above the next woman? Because what? You got more money, you got a bigger house, bigger car, more degrees or whatever? That means nothing, man. That means something in man's eyes. Your accomplishments and your deeds are perfect things to use here in the earth. You can't use none of that to get in heaven. Did you hear what I said? You can't use none of that to get in heaven. I don't care how much knowledge and wisdom and that you got, and you say you know the world, you can quote it from front to back. Hey, that dude, that old crazy fool Lucifer, when he was an angel up there, he could do it too. He uses it against you. So that don't mean nothing, man. It's about your heart. God said that man, you know, he's looking at your outer judge and everything outer, but he see your heart. He's checking out your heart. So you better get yourself cleaned up. I'm just saying. See, we break chains over here. We keep it real. We keep it 100. We deal for real. That's what my dad is saying. You better deal for real. This was done so long ago. Deal for real. Don't you take it for granted. You better deal for real. You better come 100. I ain't finna debate you about no word, man. I ain't got to debate you about the word of God. I don't. For what? He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why I got to debate you about the way, the truth, and the life? Are you serious? Like straight 100. Here's a communication, a golden nugget for you. A lot of people don't like this type of communication. A lot of people are not open to this type of truth. A lot of people always try to determine how your approach is. Your approach is rude and radical and just blunt and just loud. And you start, listen, man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. John the Baptist didn't play with him, and he was the one that dipped the son under the water and baptized him. You hear what I'm saying? King David didn't play with him. David killed Goliath. It sounded like he was playing. He was a boy then. Did it sound like he was playing? David was a sinner. You hear me? Listen. Peter cut off the ear of the soldier standing right there in front of Christ. Slice that ear right off. Paul, listen. Paul was the one going around persecuting Christians. He was made to be humble too, wasn't he? So all I'm saying to you is God will use the worst things in the earth, the things that you despise, that he looks at like the apple of his eyes. Hey, that's right, huh? You despise, but I'm the apple of his eyes. Ooh, see, I need to put, listen. Let me tell you something. Better get your minds right. Better open up that line of communication. Start listening and hearing the word of God. Because it's God or nothing. Your judgment day is on the way. And you better get it right. Because the evilness of man that's in the earth is striving to do dangerous evil things in the earth. Just remember that. Test everybody. Keep eyes open. Stay vigilant. Open-minded. You understand? Say the kingdom of God is taken by force. So they gonna bring it. But ain't nothing they can do. But they gonna bring it. You be prepared. Stay focused. That's what I want you to do. Stay focused. All right? Hey man, I enjoy hanging out with you tonight. You know, coming on here and, you know, just being used by God and letting his Holy Spirit flow through me and open my mouth, man. These are real situations going on around us. You know, things going on all over the world that you're not paying attention to. Things that are going on in Israel, you need to pay attention to that because it's in the Word. Read the book of Revelation, the Revelation of John, which is the book of Revelation. Read it. Study it. These things are happening right now. And you're not paying attention. He says it's going to come like a thief in the night. You listening to man tell you when the return of the Messiah is going to be? You need to study the word. It tells you the events that will lead up to it. Pay attention to the events. Has the peace treaty been signed in Israel? Go do your research. Is there a red heifer in Israel? Has the sacrifice table and platform been built for that red heifer yet? Do your research. What's going on? What's going on? And it's something because and this being the Men of Valor night, I want to play something that I will play on Dr. Kim's night because you miss out on your history. When you miss out on Tuesday night and getting your history and studying your history and who you are and whose you are, that's why you caught up in all this nonsense of the world today. Because you don't know who to serve. Because you don't know your history. You don't know where you come from. You got so many gods that you serve and you don't serve. You don't even serve the true and living God because you're serving some other God that you think that you don't even know the facts about. Oh, this is and where did all these other gods come from? Huh? Who created them? Because there's only one God I know, the true and living God. You understand? And see, the God that you talk about, the lowercase g, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They saying what words, you go to certain dictionaries of words of God and Jesus and Lord, you see that none of this has anything to do with your creator, the Heavenly Father, for real, for real. They took Yah out and put God in. Yahuwah, you know what I'm saying? And put Yahweh. Oh, I done pissed some people off there. Listen. I just want to know what's going on. Tell me about it.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Hey, man, what's
your name? Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and tears here today. Picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Peace, Marvin Gaye. What's going on, y'all? What we going to do? We going to open up this line of communication and just take it to the top. You understand what I'm saying? We got to do something. You know, we got to stop sitting back and saying all we just going to do is pray. Because prayer does change things, but you got to put some works in. You understand what I'm saying? You say you got faith. Faith without works is dead. And if you got some works, you ain't got no faith, it's still dead. That's what the words say. I'm just saying, man, we got to do something. It's too much going on. And too many people doing things and making it look good and gaining a profit off the backs of people still. You understand what I'm saying? You've been gaining a profit off the backs of my people for too long. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's done. It's over. We breaking chains. Real talk. That's real talk. Trying to get out of here, man. I really enjoyed hanging out with you tonight. I pray that something was touched and said that touched you and broke some chains in your heart and in your minds, the renewing of your mind, give you something to think about, man, and go and do your research and look into some things and understand. You know what I'm saying? He said, in all that getting, you can get knowledge and wisdom, man, but in all that getting, get understanding. Don't leave out puzzled. You got questions, ask. You know what I'm saying? Open up that line of communication and let it start with your creator, your heavenly father, you know, and let it start right there. But ask, can you come in through his only begotten son? You know what I'm saying? The one that gave his life for you and me. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe shall not perish but have eternal life with him. So you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? He say that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through me. So remember that. Nothing gets to the Father. Nothing. Nothing means nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. That was Billy Preston. But listen to that. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Did you hear what I just said? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing, but you have to have something. You got to have something if you want to be with me. You're going to be with who? If you want to be with Yah, you got to have something. What's the something? You got to have his only begotten son filled with his Holy Spirit if you want to be with him. All right, man, it's time to wrap it up. You know, it's been something, man. It's a journey. Life is a journey, man. It's up to you if you follow the right plans. You know, there are going to be some hiccups. There are going to be some bumps in the road, speed breaks. You know what I'm saying? There's somebody going to throw some spikes out there. You know what I'm saying? Just keep down the road, man. Keep your eye on the hill. Keep looking towards the hill, which coming your help. You understand? Your help come from him, and he's going to direct your path. Just trust in him with all your heart. Lean out to your own understanding. I know it's not easy. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy because it's not. It's not. But trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your understanding in all your ways. Not some of them. A quarter, a third, a half, a fifth, whatever. Listen, all your ways acknowledge him. And he'll direct your path. No matter what you're going through, no matter your situation, addiction, depression, health, mental, whatever it is. Just acknowledge him. Call on him. Trust in him. And he's going to direct your path. He's going to bring you up out of it. Listen. He's going to heal, revive, resurrect. But you got to start by repenting. Once you repent, then he'll start removing all of that filth. And then he'll replace it with him. And then you'll be restored. We got to get on one accord with that. All souls got to unite and pray. I say unite. It's time. Gracious and merciful Father, we come, bow down humbly before you. Thank you for your only begotten son, for shedding his blood and giving up his life, being that sacrifice that I may have life, the people may have life. Whether they believe in you or not, they still have life if they're still breathing today. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that lurks in the earth, that fills us up, that our light may shine, that someone that's in the dark may see your marvelous light, that we will continue to give you all the honor and glory and praise through all the works that you've done in us, the healing, the revival, you know what I'm saying? The things that we've done and been through in life, that you brought us through dangers seen and unseen, we thank you. We thank you for this ministry, Breaking Chains, Young Adults Talk. Continue to bless us and keep us and enlarge our territory. Oh, bless us indeed, Lord God. Bless us indeed. We're your servants. Continue to comfort and strengthen me that I will continue to break chains for your kingdom. Be a kingdom builder for you, being your servant in the earth. Heal me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I ask it right now. As I touch and agree in the spirit of all your children in the earth, I call out my daughter, Kayla Marie Williams, right now, that she be healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Turn this life around, and my son, Roderick, touch him. Take care of my family. We call our names, sister, amen, our family. Touch them right now. Let your guardian angels go to them. Send your Holy Spirit. My family, wherever they are, near and far, send your Holy Spirit. We call on Sister Andrea and her family. Send your Holy Spirit. Sister Carcetta, Sister Summerlin, Sister Janetta Harris. Send your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to all of them. To all the faithful ones. The ones that are crying out to you right now that we don't see but you see. The ones crying out, hollering out your name that we don't hear but you do. Lord God, we feel you. We love you. We honor, glorify, and praise you. Turn it around. We need you. We need you. We need you. We call on you. We thank you in the name of your only begotten son, Yahshua HaMashiach. We say amen, amen, and amen. We know that it will happen in your time. And we look forward to it. And we praise your holy name. My God, be blessed, everybody. Don't forget Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Break Your Chains prayer line. Go on the websites. Go on the Young Adults Talk page on Facebook, social media. Join us. Get involved. Let all souls unite and pray. I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about that. It all happens in His time. Peace.
During the course of our lives, we all at some time or another have heard someone say, patience is a virtue. Because the devil will use any ploy to toy with our joy, quite often when we find ourselves in a quicksand pool of despair, we often forget that Jesus is always there, and everything will work out fine in His time. In His time. In His time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Lord, please show me every day as You're teaching me Your way, that You do just what You say in Your chapter 3. And if you're to know the mind of God, you will know about things happening only in His time. Then and only then will you be able to say, Lord, please show me every day as You teach me that You do just what You say in Your time, in Your time, in Your time. You make all things beautiful in Your time. Lord, my life to You.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.